never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear the day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Gilbert Sandler, who shares a Baltimore story with us every Friday morning here on WIPR. He's the author of 6 books, the latest of which is called Glimpses of Jewish Baltimore. Gil, it's good to see you. We enjoy your Friday morning. It's nice to have you here Friday afternoon.
Thank you. I'm not used to the time.
There you go. So we're going to talk about a book that you're recommending called Sinatra,
yes.
The Chairman. It's by a guy named James Kaplan.
That's
about
right.
Frank Sinatra.
That's right. That's right. It's a remarkable book. It's pop culture, pure and simple. But it turns out to be something more after you read it. It's sweeping in its take on the 50s, 60s, and 70s when Sinatra was not just a singer but a force in American life. And I'm no authority on this, but he changed the history of American music. His singing was so extraordinary. The power of his voice just overtook everything else, and there was a lot of everything else in his life. He was, by fits and starts, a movie star, a tireless lover, a singer, a dancer, all of these things.
He managed a prize fighter or two.
Yeah.
He did all sorts
he
of
was
stuff.
Actually, yeah. He was all of those things, but I think he will be remembered best and most for this remarkable singing that he did. And I kept studying the book for an answer to that by an authority like Kaplan. And what I learned was that, as if I didn't know it myself, because you get a sense of it while you're reading it, that he seemed to pull out of the words meaning and depth and movement that no other singer was able to do to the very same song.
Yeah, it was all about the phrase
and
about the inflection.
It was all about the phrasing and it's the words. It wasn't the melody. I mean, 5 different singers could sing that same song. But when he sang it, he reached you in some way. However, you had to learn reading this book. I'm not finished yet, but reading this book, you really have to separate the artist from his art. The artist was, in my view, kind of a cad. He abused women. He set this masculine swagger up with the Rat Pack, with the ring-a-ding, we can do it all, do it my way, and, you know, the hell with and all that. And that's not, didn't make him a very nice man.
But it certainly helped shape the culture.
But it shaped the culture. People bought into that.
Yeah, sure.
And that's how the whole Rat Pack began, and this swagger of ring-a-ding, we can do what we want to do. If you like it, fine. If you don't, well, that's too bad. But he coupled that with this magnificent voice, which never before was in American pop music and maybe never be again.
Yeah.
And all of that is in this book in wondrous prose.
All right. Gilbert Sandler, he's recommending Sinatra, the Chairman by James Kaplan. It's the second volume of Mr. Kaplan's biography of Frank Sinatra. The first is called Frank, the Voice. Gil Sandler's latest book is called Glimpses of Jewish Baltimore. And, of course, you can hear a Baltimore story from Gil Sandler every Friday morning during Morning Edition and Maryland Morning. Mr. Sandler, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure to be here.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find all the details about all the books our guests have recommended. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.